Angry Bastard Radio.
So what's the relationship with you and Dame, man?
I mean, you gotta look at it the same thing. I did movies with Dame that I was supposed to be getting paid certain amount of monies that I never received. I had a sneaker deal with Procats that Dame went and bought the license out of behind my back that I didn't know out for years and didn't receive no money, the money that I was supposed to see.
So basically nobody was making no money on Rockefeller except for Dame and Jay.
I mean, yes. Ask any other artist. They wasn't making no money.
But didn't Jay-Z say on Reasonable Doubt, if everybody in your clique is rich, your clique is rugged, nobody will fall, so everybody will be each other's crutches? So I would think that... So Jay caught Dame's hand in the cookie jar. That's what caused the split, basically.
I mean, from my POV, yes.
So with you, when did the fallout first begin with you and Jay? Like the initial...
The initial fallout with me and Jay is when my man turned me down when the judge asked him would he be responsible for not my whereabouts. That was like the real hurt one.
On the new record that you just dropped, you said that a label wanted to give you a whole bunch of money. I'm assuming that's G-Unit.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that was 50 and G-Unit because we heard the rumors.
I mean, yeah, I was in a federal penitentiary with 50 Cent uncle, who was in there for 17 years and more. I know he had more than 15 years in. I'm sitting there, we walking the track talking on some regular before I even know it's his uncle. So when I'm in that jail and I'm on visit, and I know 50 Cent has dropped an album out. He just sold 10 million albums. And I see him every month come to that jail to see his uncle. And my right-hand man, people looking at me, ain't come to see me one time.
See, Biz, I can understand why you're mad, because it wasn't like it was just business with you and Jay. Y'all was really a family. Like people on the street thought The Rock
man.
Was really
you
a family.
I understand. Me and Jay wouldn't speak forever. Like, I could never get Jay on the phone to talk to him. If anybody would ever say anything sideways about Jay, I was on him.
Let me ask you another question, Beans. You said on the record that, you know, you was a fly on the wall, and you can say some things that have Beyonce looking at Jay-Z funny. Like, what you mean by that?
That's not to be said, because like I said, I still got love for the brother. And I said, when you love a person and got love for them, it just don't go away no more. But it's just like, it got these feelings I got in me gotta come out because I can't talk to Jay on the phone. I can't have that conversation with him on the phone because I can't get him on the phone. You gotta go through four or five people to talk to Jay.
What about Bleak? You said F Bleak on the record too.
I mean, because Bleak could tell me he loved me in my face, but I see interviews on the internet where he like saying, I'm the big homie, I'm the little homie. Me and Jay don't talk about money. That's why I'm still around. And that's why, like,
this nigga sound the real certified rap radio.
So I know it's things that's being said.
So, Beans, where you want, how can this situation be rectified? Is it an end to it?
It's just me. I'm just getting my feelings off. Mm. That's all I'm doing. This album, because it ain't going to stop. There's more records. That's just the first one I feel as though I'm going to drop for right now, because it was at the appropriate moment. But I said I was coming out with an album called The Ignorance. I'm not. The album you can expect is called The Closure.
Mm.
And I'm just bringing closure on the situations and things that I got in my chest that I can't talk to my big homie who told me he had me no matter what.
Well, your Beans, man, like I said, you always got a forum here with me. You know what I'm saying? Charlamagne in the Morning Beat, as long as I'm here, you always got a forum with me. And we about to blast off this new record for the people to what you talking about. You know?
Art is all love. And like I said, this ain't a diss record. It's just a real record. It's just feelings, you know what I mean? My feelings are off. I ain't gonna lie. I'm hurt how my man stepped off.
You think it sounds like a
and
bitch.
Left his homies in the dust, his people, his brothers, state property. Look at that Hot 97 footage. They ain't rapped one time on that joint. We did all the rapping on there. We was riding, repping it. We gave the Rock that street credibility, dog. Reasonable Doubt was all that. That was for the street, but that went over people's head because that was for people who was getting the birds and serving people the work. That was for the bosses and kingpins. That's why it went over a lot of people's head because there's more workers out here than there is bosses. I represent for the workers, the dudes who are trying to get it.
No doubt. If you could leave the people with one thought, Beans, just one thought, you know what I'm saying, about this whole situation, what would that be?
One thought about this whole situation?
Yeah, just one thought.
Like I said in the record, many people going to walk in and out your life, but only true friends leave footprints on your heart, flat out.
No doubt. Hey, Beanie, we
it ain't a money situation, yo. Because I'm comfortable with other ways. And, you know what I mean? I'm Beanie single. I could have got signed anywhere. It was bidding wars for me. So, I mean, yeah, you signed me to Rockefeller Records. You gave me a deal, but where was the initial push? Where was the help?
No doubt. Hey, Beanie, I want to thank you for calling, man. Anytime you want to get at me, you want to come to the show, let me know. I got you back 110%, brother.
I'm going to continue on, people, with the other segment. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
Beanie Siegel, what's cracking, my brother? And you know what everybody talking about, that new real record to Jay-Z. I don't want to call it a diss record because you don't sound bitter.
It's like Jay in another place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. He did what he did, like, as far as just, like, signing people to Rockefeller Records, you did that. But as far as the push that people could have got that really could have did things, you know what I'm saying, you didn't do that. Like, if you look at 50 Cent, like, it's like no disrespect like to the G Unit, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Because I love the way 50 Cent did with his dolls. But if you look at it, like, them dudes got more money and more bread than anybody in state property. This is true stories. I'm sitting on in the house on house arrest, and I got the Young Guns calling my phone because Jay-Z's only paying them $1,250 or whatever it is, $1,200 a show when they had to spit it.
But it's,
all the glitz and glamours wasn't like really what people seem like. And it's not a hate record. It was just a real record and emotions. Like, I understand, Jay, you somewhere else, you know what I mean, in your career. And there's certain things that, you know what I mean, where he at. Like I said in the record, everybody can't go, and I understand that. But
I mean, Philly gave Jay a lot of life. I mean, you know, a lot of people.
A lot of street cred. And my whole situation is, when you get it, like I said, like I don't want it to seem like it's a money thing and people bitter about that. But when you talk stuff like you in a mag for half a billies and things like that, and you know you was dissolving the Rockefeller situation, and then you ain't even give people the courtesy to make the phone call yourself and explain, like, if it was me, it's me talking to my homies, like, yo, I'm somewhere else. I can't do this music thing right now. Like, I ain't there with it. Like, when I go on tours and stuff, y'all can still rock with me. We can go on tours, and I can get y'all some bread like that. Or I can do this for y'all to help y'all, you know, do whatever. But I can't do that.
So what exactly happened at Powerhouse, man? I heard Jay didn't want you to perform if you were in the building.
I mean, because the year before, and this is public record, last year's Powerhouse, I didn't even go to Powerhouse because I knew that it wasn't going to be a Powerhouse with Jay-Z. Jay-Z Ben had it in his mind that it was over with. All what he's like, he's gone. He's already home. You know what I'm saying? He's on to the next one. And it ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying when you got people on your team that helped you, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody write his rhymes or none of that. You know what I mean? He wrote his own rhymes. But a lot of influence came from state property. The people who had around him. I backed all his plays without him even asking me. Even front line, and like, Jadakiss wasn't no walk in the park. Nas ain't no Walker Park. These dudes that could have ended my career.
DJ White Owl.
I mean, I went at dudes on the strength.
Did Jay ever?
When he was telling me not to.
Oh, he used to tell you not to?
Like, he'd like fall back on this one.
I heard that at I heard that at this year's Powerhouse, he brought the police in to run you out of the building.
Yeah, after, because what happened was, after I got off the stage with Jada Kiss said they was acting funny in the back. When I first performed the first record, it was the record, the joint Beanie Mac, bitch. It was the first record. My mic was so low that me and Jada Kiss switched mics after I performed that to do Fill It in the Air. But someone come on stage and told Jada Kiss that it had to be my last song. It was cut this time. This time was supposed to have been 45 minutes. He was supposed to perform before Carrie Hilson. It made Jada Kiss perform, then Carrie Hilson, then Jay.
Mm.
So when they was ready to cut his time and all that, because I was on stage after I did, you know what I mean, did the record Fill It in the Air, they cut his mic off because they thought his mic was the mic I had. So I knew somebody was on some, you know what I mean? So at that moment, I just was in the moment. Like, man, this is my house. I was in Philly, so I was filling it, and I just said the first bars to the verse just to let it be known, like,
So the feds came in and ran you out of the building?
Yes, they came in. Not only the feds, it was undercover police. I seen my old probation officer. Like, when I was on federal parole, I was on federal parole for about 4 years. I had about 3 or 4 different probation officers. One of my probation officers was in that building that night. So, like, not security didn't put us out. I after watching the show, when I said what I said, I just wanted to see the response to Jay's face. So I stood at the front of the stage, me and 3 of my homies. And when he noticed me, he saluted me. He walked to the side, talked to somebody, which who I think was Carlene, because she walked through the middle of the front of the stage. I was where the speakers at, right in front of the front row. She walked past, gave me a kiss on the cheek, went to a security guard. They walked in the back. Next thing you know, it's like 30 cops coming in, and they kicking us out.
When the last time you talked to Jay, Bean?
I haven't talked to Jay in over 2 years, in about 2 years. The last time I talked to Jay was the night of the 40-40 grand opening in Vegas.
About mine, why will I talk on what you got? What you talking about? Cause you ain't talking about a lot, nigga. I'm from the ghetto, so I talk about the block. They saying every rhyme that I talk about my block, but I squeeze for real and don't do no talking when I pop. Puta madre con cabrón, then you drop, and I stand on my own. I don't be talking to the top. And I ain't talking for Chris, and I ain't talking for Neat, and I ain't talking for Spark, and I ain't talking for Fruit. I ain't talking for crack. I got words for old ski, but I ain't talking about that. I'm talking for me. BC the sequel, better yet the prequel. Never fear for war, cause hog know I speed still. Put that finger bars to E-D-I-E. My brother's keeper like Nino and G. That's what I'm talking about. For no gifts out of Santa Claus sack. Santa ain't real, let alone is he black. Catch you coming down my chimney and the Mac could go back. Get a dog, get a cat. I bet the cat grip the tongue of you rat. Niggas extend their hands, put their heads in their lap. Scared to face the man in the mirror, my jack. The man tight of beans, raise the hands on your back. Niggas talk about compared to feed you back. Scrap, I know you wanna talk about that. But since niggas talking, let's talk about facts. I'm from the city where it's long dark nights here, where hard knock life's real. MJ, Annie, are you I'm so bad, I'm a smooth criminal. I'm a thriller holding a snub with a glove that don't glitter. Nigga,
my dad was cat. record. This a real record. How I feel to get exposed, don't you feel nothing? I was the fly on the wall, the shit I witnessed, I can say shit that make B look at you. And my gangster wasn't never on trial, but I was, stood up tall, no snitch. But the rapper Sean called the police on me, cause I was front row at the Blueprint 3. I just wanted to see him MC and reminisce when we was the ROC. But he called on the COP, not only that, he brought in the FED. So that's telling me F-U-C, so F-U-2, yeah, F-B-3. See, whether I rap or riddle out this motherfucker, pack a gat, keep a pistol out this motherfucker, crack a brick down the middle out this motherfucker, my name's good in every hood out this motherfucker. About this whole Rockefeller situation. I was the realest thing that happened to the Rock. The Rock was just a rock. I brought the fellas the Rockefeller Records, Hot 9-7, State Prop, y'all remember? I brought the street cred to that. That thing etched in stone. I fought all them battles. Me, that's who. Jadakiss, Nas, Dipset. Anybody you would have told me to go after. You ain't even, matter of fact, you ain't even have to tell me. I front line for that rock. For that finger bars, for that diamonds that people was throwing up. I'd have took a bullet for rock at that time. This ain't about a dollar. This ain't about me hating on you, cuz, or anything. Cause I never asked you for a dollar. When I came home from jail, during my year and a day, when you ain't come one day to come see me, not one picture, a letter, I went to the office and asked you, let me off Rockefeller Records out that situation, because somebody, no name, no blame, wanted me, and they wanted to give me some real money. And you bounced that tennis ball around your office for an hour. And went back and forth with me and told me you ain't want to let me go. You remember that, don't you? You even asked me that I want some money, and I told you I don't want your money. But you was in a position to make me get my own money, and you couldn't do that. But C was so real, and you'll never go to jail again, because you knew I was sure. If my life was a movie, C could be the sequel. You ain't fair for war, cause C was in a cell. It's etched in stone, dawg. My gangsta ain't never been on trial. But guess what? How Tupac say? I ain't mad at you. I understand everybody can't go. And you are already home. Oh, and don't get it hooked up. This ain't the green light for everybody to start making a diss Jay-Z record. Nah. I still got love for the nigga. This means taking my brother in the yard for 5 minutes. Cause I got a knot in my chest that need to get unloosed. When you got love for a motherfucker, don't go away that easy. See, many people gonna walk in and out your life. But only real friends leave footprints on your heart, dawg. But I think yours fading in the sand. And that's real rap. And if me and you don't never talk again, dawg, and I gotta holler at you via MC on this mic. What up? How you say? Scream at me. The richest man ain't the one with the first dollar, dog. It's the one who still got his first friend. Huh. Rockefeller for life, nigga. It's the Rock.
No shit, freeway, Jay-Z.
Even though
come on, come on. We still hustle till the sun come up. Crack a 40 when the sun go down. It's a cold winter. Y'all niggas better bundle up. And I bet it be a hotter summer rapper. Ooh,
Izzy,
the rocket's down. You hot now. Listen up. Don't you know cops sole purpose is to lock us down and throw away the king. But without this drug shit, your kids ain't got no way to eat, huh? be wildin' till they pick me out of lineup.
You know what we do is wild.
We keep the nines tucked, chop knives up, rap about it. Wild out, fuck niggas up, laugh about it. I'm not trying to visit the world, but freeway move out till I sit with the Lord. Do I get my shit together, clean up my sins? Freeway got it in like 10 in the morning. And I can get it to you like 10 while you yawning, man.
Yes, the is this the Village Voice?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. I would like to place a personal ad.
What would you like to say in your ad?
I like to say, well-endowed player, well-endowed, of course, 31,
mm-hmm.
Seeks dirty hold a sip crystal.
Repeat that.
Seeks dirty hold a sip crystal and have her ass so up.
Dirty to sip
Cristal,
mm-hmm.
And have her ass teared up.
Her ass teared up?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is too raunchy, even though...
Oh, yeah, this is straight hip-hop. This is how females in hip-hop like it. They like to be told. This is how we communicate. Baby's gotta keep it real than a mofo as I roll up deep in her stays.
Deep in her...
stays. Or creviced. Serious inquiries only.
Okay, this ad cannot go under the men seeking women category, and you'd have to change your wording. You can't seek a dirty
instead of
code.
Saying deep into her crevice, what can I say?
One moment.
How about this? I have something totally different than a totally different ad. Dear Hizzos, whichever.
No hoes, no Hizzos, no hoes.
Instead of Hizzos, can I put Lizades?
Lizades.
Wizards to get shizzy with the nizzy. Plizzy, give izzy me a sizzle. Sincerely, this is ours.
No.
Why not? I think that's fly. Okay, let's keep it simple then. Only hotties need a ply. Must like long walks on the beach, nice in front of the fireplace and sushi. Shouldn't steal my stuff.
Uh-huh.
I like my women hairy. Must have titties and a badonkadonk butt. It's got to have a clean ass.
You obviously, have you read our personals?
Yeah, I'm just putting my personals. This is what I want. And the last but not least, got to have strong legs, especially at the knees.
You cannot place a graphic ad.
What about the badonkadonk butt?
No.
You can't put badonkadonk. What about must have back?
You can say that. Must have back.
Must have back.
What's next?
Don't steal my stuff. And then after that, I like them hairy as hell. Could you just read that back to me?
You have only hotties need apply.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have strong legs.
Mm-hmm.
Must have back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't steal my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of hair everywhere.
Nice, nice, nice. Oh, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like stretch marks. Must have a C-section scar.
You can't put that on your grid and you can't put that in print.
Oh, one more thing then. Gotta love to hump.
Nope.
Love, I gotta love to bone.
Nope.
You know what a C-ring is?
No. That's not going in your head either.
What about this? I want to bust a double horizontal on your ass.
No.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
I'll holler at you, Cheryl.
Bye-bye.
I love you. I love you. Don't never change, baby.
Cool.
Yo, don't change. Cheryl, don't change. Mom, don't get off the phone. Can I just speak to you for one more minute? Don't change. I love you, girl. I wish
that's
I could meet you.
That's very nice.
Can I meet you?
Bless you.
Yo, baby, can I meet you? Sounds sexy.
Crank Anchors. Sunday night starting June 2nd.
Anyway.
Yes, who am I speaking to?
Joan.
Joan, this is Spoonie.
Spoonie?
Yeah, and I bought some barbecue sauce from your store.
Yeah?
And I have kind of like a situation here.
What?
This is really embarrassing to talk about, but I poured some barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
On me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my old lady poured it on me, and it's like, whoa, my ass is burning.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do, and I have a rash.
Yeah.
My wife has developed a rash on her boobs.
Ooh.
Because of this barbecue sauce that we bought from your store. My mother told me to call the store and see,
ooh.
Whoa, my ass
yeah.
is burning.
Did you get it all, wash it all off?
Yeah, I got popsicles down there and everything. Whoa.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, except that only, a doctor can order some ointment to put on you.
Ointment?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, you've never had this before.
Nah, this barbecue sauce.
I know.
Oh, ouch. Have you ever had this happen before?
No.
You never poured nothing on you?
No.
Oh, my God, don't use that barbecue sauce. My ass is inflamed, you know?
Oh, well, I won't go to use this.
We used it last night.
Oh, wow.
Some got in my ass.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm laying on my side. I got to lay on my side because my ass is just burning.
Oh.
It's raw.
Yeah.
I think she got spicy.
That could be. What you should do is use whipped cream.
You use whipped cream?
No, I don't use whipped cream.
What you use, John?
I won't use the hot sauce. I know that.
My rectum looked like half a veal Parmesan sandwich right now.
Wow. I would soak myself in ice water.
What do the whipped cream do?
It cools you down.
You put that on the ass, it's like rubbing around the ass?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, let me go now. I have a bunch of customers.
Wait a minute, Joan. I am hurting.
Go lay in water.
Yeah.
Ice water.
Right.
And that should cool it down.
Joan.
Yeah.
Joan, please talk me through this, Joan.
Well, go lay in the shower, because right now I got
don't
a
leave me, Joan.
Full of customers.
Joan, I'm scared. I'm scared.
Okay.
Joan, I love you.
Okay.
Barbecue sauce. That shit was hilarious. Barbecue sauce. Angry Bastard Radio, whatever Wednesday, the station that you speak your mind. This is a show where any and everything happens, from whatever music to whatever combo to whatever roast. And chat line, joke session, listening, blah, 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 blah. Pretty much, to sum it all up, I ain't prepared for the show. Tomorrow is going to be dedicated for the women. We're going to get on the women, talk about all the grimy shit you women do, sexual positions, all types of shit, you know. That's going to be a good show. It's going to be fully staffed. As of right now, it's not really fully staffed, but, you know, we're getting there. So let me unmute motherfuckers and let's get this show on the fucking road. I feel like a piece of shit. Yo, caller, you on the air. funny because it's like three callers. So if I say caller, you're on the air. They don't know who the fuck I'm talking to. So I'm going to have to throw out like 609, you're on the air. All right, 6-4 in the building. What's good? That's not even 6-4. I'm bugging. Caller, you on the air. All right, how about this? This is what we're going to do. Since, you know, people are acting real, you know, like they're remedial around here. If you want to talk on the radio, press the number one button. And there's show of hand on my computer. Therefore, I will unmute you. If you don't want to talk and you just want to listen, then by all means, just enjoy the show. I want to give a big shout-out to VA in the building. You know, big shout-out to Harlem World in the building. Big shout-out to Jersey in the building. And I'm GQ. Hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We'll be taking shout-out dedications and requests until 9:30 p.m., holding it down on yours truly, GQ's Jump Off, as y'all can say. I'm going to try to continue with this this comedy shit.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
What's up?
Oh, shit. You already got me on here. I was on the other line. I don't know.
Oh, you? You're going to the other line. All right, no doubt.
Yeah, the whole time. Like, because I heard the other dude was talking about the hot sauce and stuff, and then, you know, I had to click over real quick. I didn't think y'all was getting back on the air quick,
Yeah, we back in the building like chicken wings on a Friday night.
Do
I hate this?
It's a Wednesday.
Yeah, whatever Wednesday. Whatever Wednesday is pretty much consists of whatever, like, because I was too wrapped up in the other stuff to actually prepare for a topic. And if I would have just said, hey, it's Women Wednesday or something like that, we wouldn't have talked about Women Wednesday because my staff ain't really, I'm not fully staffed, and I didn't do no homework.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, well, fuck it. I'll just put, you know, whatever Wednesdays and just play music and play comedies and talk stupid, you know, talk shit, whatever. I mean, like an unprepared thing Negro does.
Mm-hmm.
We got a cold?
No, that was in here. I don't know. Mm, it's hard for me to get cold. It got to be something real bad going in there. Mm-mm.
Yeah, well, they got all these fucking flu shots and all these, you know.
Yes.
You know.
Did you get vaccinated?
Hell no. I ain't fucking with that shit.
You ain't get vaccinated for the H1N1? That's why, flu.
Fuck that. Mm-hmm. All right, so if it's that...
It.
I'm saying, but if it's that easy, then I might as well just go get the HIV shot. So they can give me HIV and I can, you know, not get it. Like, that makes no sense. Why would you give me the flu?
They don't have no vaccine. No. See, all right. When you get, like, flu shots, it's not necessarily they're going to give you the one for whatever flu is out in the air. Yeah, most likely you're going to get the flu. But the swine flu vaccination, it's like they know what it is. They know what they're giving you vaccination for. So once you get that, you're not going to catch that, you know, that swine flu disease, because all these people that passed away from it, you know, they seem like that's mandatory to get now.
Shit, I don't know. I don't trust the government. Like, I mean, I live here, and I get paid good money, so I'm cool with that. But as far as that whole shooting up your nose, I'm good. That seems a little...
that feels funny, too. It's real funny down your throat.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, do you work for the state? Because I know when you work for the state, it's mandatory to get it. You got to get it.
Oh, no, I don't work for the state.
Right.
Yeah, probably if I had a state job, I'd probably quit just because of it. I'm real...
I'm do that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, you're right. Like, you shouldn't, you know, it's money or that. But I really don't, I don't know what the hell is in that ingredient. And for them to tell me, oh, you need it or you're going to get sick and probably die, then I'll take my chances on that. Right? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not letting you shoot something in my arm because you're like, or in my nose because you're like, oh, well, this is going to cause you not to die. When there's a lot of motherfuckers that take the flu shot and die from the flu shot. There's a story on, I don't know, have you seen the story on the Redskin cheerleader? Alright, you gotta look it up on YouTube. Redskin cheerleader, matter of fact, let me look for it. A Redskin cheerleader, she took a flu shot. And the flu shot fucked her up. Like, when she walks forward, she can't walk proper. Like, she walks irregular. Like, she, in order for her to walk straight, she had to walk backwards. Now, I thought it was bullshit, but this was the actual, yeah, like, and it's because of the flu shot. Flu shot fucked her up for life. For life.
I ain't never get a flu shot.
No, yeah, I'm not messing with it.
It's the swine flu. That's the only thing I've done. But I've never done the flu shot because it's most likely you want to still get sick. So I look at it like, why well, get a flu shot if you want to get sick anyway?
I'm good.
So,
I mean,
who am I speaking with? Is this GQ?
Yeah, this is
I'm
GQ.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
this is GQ.
MIA for a minute.
Yeah, I've been MIA for a minute, you know what I mean? Because normally I'll just schedule a show and then I'll fuck around and not show up or, you know, some stupid shit like that. So I just say, you know what, from now on, let me just schedule a show when I'm going to do the show. Because I don't want to leave. I don't want to have people programmed to it and, you know, ain't nobody fucking there.
Oh, my God, I saw your update. I'm like, oh, let me sleep my buddy real quick. I'm here at like 8:15. I'm here.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, hold on, let me go back on here, see if I'm reading it right.
Uh-huh.
It's 10. I was like, all right, well, I ain't tripping. I know the last time we talking, we got cut off or something. Or you had went on the other line and something, never came back.
Yeah, it could, I came back, but I heard my other, one of the other hosts, SD, he was actually forming a nice little conversation with y'all, so I was like, I bet they can handle that. He can handle that.
He was not in the conversation.
Oh, he wasn't?
He like, I don't know what y'all talking about.
it was just the two girls, you and the other girl talking.
Yeah, it was just us. The next, you know, the shit cut off. I'm like, oh, shit, they got tired of us talking.
Now, what happened was is that you're only allowed to do 2 hours, and they'll let 3 hours go by. But after 3 hours goes by, the station just shuts you off. Like, you can't go on past 3 hours.
Okay. That shit was funny as hell. We were talking, that shit was, like, just cut off. I'm like, hello? Hello?
Yeah.
So, like, after that, I ain't hear nothing from you, no nothing. I'm like, well, damn. What happened? Where you go?
Well, damn.
Yeah. I've been chilling out for the time.
I'm like, what are you talking
about, buddy? Hell yeah. So, see, you don't got nobody else on the line yet. Like, what's going on?
Well, yeah, we got,
still early?
See, what it is that my crew, I see, man, I'm fucking have to, this is why you can't mess with, you can't work with family. I see exactly why.
Because
it's like, yeah, I'm just realizing it. It's like, my crew is my family, and they never, ever are on time, ever on time. Like, their call.
They're the family, but.
Yeah, like. They'll call in, like, 10, like, for instance, how much you're going to bet? 2 minutes before the show's over, they call in.
Okay.
Yo, schedule the show for an extra, like, 10 minutes or something. Y'all niggas, I'm good. Hold on, all right? We got some callers. Hold on, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Carla, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Yo, y'all been on the air, but y'all was playing, you know, that oh, I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to talk because I don't know if I'm unmuted or not.
Anyway, your radio show is whack.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, yo, Lala, I got your number, too.
First of all, this is not even Lala.
Who is this?
Don't be calling people's name out on a freaking radio show.
Man, that's how she goes. That's the name she goes by, Lala.
This is Violet on the radio show. Lala's not here right now.
This is Violet. Lala is not calling now?
No.
All
right. Listen, what does that mean?
Hold on.
It was wet anyways.
Yeah, it was. Yo, Carla, you on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
What's up?
Anyways, talking all
Hello?
Bullshit about
Hey, what up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Okay. Well, you're calling from Brooklyn. I know that. What part of Brooklyn are we talking about?
Somewhere around Brooklyn.
Somewhere around Brooklyn? No no extra detail or nothing like that?
No, not even, boo.
Alright, no doubt. Yo, I got a question. What happened?
I'm calling for some advice.
Oh, okay. What advice you need?
Well, I met a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably about a couple of weeks ago. You know, we've been talking or whatnot, and we about to meet soon. What can I do to make a good impression?
What can you do to make a good impression?
Yeah, when we do meet.
I don't know. Maybe be yourself.
You think so?
Yeah, if you be yourself, I'm pretty sure, you know, this guy would, you know, be cool. Like, what type of dude is he? Is he, I mean, it depends, because if he's an asshole, or if he, you know, thug nigga, or soft ass nigga, like, it actually depends. Like, what kind of vibe have you gotten from this guy?
He's sexy, hardworking, a nice guy overall.
I don't know. Does he have all his teeth?
Huh? That I know of.
You gotta watch out nowadays, man. These niggas is walking around toothless, you know, teethless. You know what I mean? Fuck around. They got dentures and shit. You gotta watch out.
He sounds like a real sexy, very hardworking, motivated. Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Does he have all his limbs?
I hope so.
Gotta make sure he has feet, because you don't want to be starting off a kickball contest. They don't play kickball or soccer, and you come to find out this dude ain't got no feet. Like, the shit is all spoiled.
No, I just want him to like me.
All right, well, I've noticed that a lot of guys, they don't like women that wear, like, wigs and shit like that. Like, don't wear a wig. Matter of fact, do you mind me asking what race you are?
Me? I'm Spanish.
Spanish? Mm-hmm. Mexican, Cuban, Brazilian, Dominican, Puerto Rican,
Dominican.
You know, El Salvadorian.
No, it's just Dominican.
Just Dominican?
Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt.
Yeah. I don't wear no wig, though. So, that's a good thing.
I know that. Well, you know. Just all you gotta do is just be yourself. Could you hold for a second, please?
Of course.
Alright. I'm gonna play a quick track and I'm gonna come back.
Go ahead, puppy.
Alright. Ladies out there, if y'all got any advice for this young lady, when we come back after this song, y'all can give us some advice on what to do to prepare for meeting up with this guy. He's probably a fucking loser, but that is what it is. Yeah, since I got all women in the building, I guess I should play some woman shit, huh? Should I? Alright, fuck it. I'll play some woman shit then. Should I play this shit? This is my shit, too. Yeah, fuck it. I'm playing this shit. This is my shit. If y'all don't like it, y'all can suck. Well, I ain't gonna say that. I can kiss ass. Trey Songz, Kanye West. There you will.
So official, see the tears to my tissue when my shoulder was the tissue for her tears. I told her my fears, she told me her fears. She said she'd do whatever so we make it through the years. So why is the moment here when we not together? Thought we supposed to be forever. Sick to my stomach, wanna vomit and I'm bumming. I ain't got a haircut in about a month and I be frontin' when you callin' in the morning like you want it. But you don't, you just be frontin' while you frontin'. I'm abusing my substance, doing a lot of puffin', doing a lot of cussin'. Talking to myself like driven. Yelling 1 minute, next minute I'm laughing. Next minute I'm crying. Next minute I'm dying. Pass me the aspirin. Start to buck it all back then. Look at the sky like, Lord, what you asking? Why you take her away from me? Why she had to go? Father, this is son, and I only wanna know. Supposed to plant my seed, and we were supposed to grow. Is it what she said, or another nigga though? Can't nobody else be with my baby. See you with another man, I'll probably go crazy. I am crazy. I kill him if I see him, how I'm feeling. I ain't playing. I am playing. Getting my Kanye in. Baby, this is Trey, and every day they in the way in. They be saying, I don't be slaying these beats so maliciously. Tell me why you dissing me. I try to leave the mic alone. She called and said she misses me. I came back. Now, ain't that sweet of me for me to be giving her what she need? All day it's VA to the Bay, the NY, the LA. I've been fly. I've been past guys in the rear view. Hey, looky here, you. I don't care what my peers do. It's a lot of yous like field food. So many fish in the sea. Only one me. Only one song. Ain't no one song. I won't jump on and get my thump on. Beat the track up like it jumped on. My mama and it's on my mama. And ain't no rhymer, ain't no singer, ain't no human, ain't no creature that can feel my sneakers. I sound so good through the tweeters. I smell so hood from the reefer. Yet I'm trying to change my imagery, but I'm still real. I ain't never been gimmicky. Said I'm great now, but imagine what I'm finna be. I'm filled with flattery every time they mimic me. Hey, I'm at the top of my game. And ain't nobody popping my chain. I don't even wear one, but the goons gon' bang. If you reach for any motherfucking thing, it's Tremaine. Kanye gon' sing, so I'm gonna rap a little bit, you know. I don't give a fuck how you feel about it either. Bet that. You know, I was 23 a couple days ago. MJ in it. I guess now I'm gonna get my Kobe on. Too forward. Still I'm in the zone, don't get that confused. I see you seeing me. I was in Petersburg for a couple days, gave away a couple turkeys. Went to D.C., shut that down Friday night. Saturday, went to Baltimore, shut that down. Sunday, I'm in the A Velvet Room, and now I'm back in the crib. Getting at it, what it do? What it do?
Why would she make calls out the blue? Now I'm awake, sleep for soon. take off your coat and lose control. Fantasize about you.
Sunning me right now.
Okay.
Hold on, Beaver. Let me try to switch this segment shit up real quick, because it's saying we got 90 seconds, so if I can schedule it to 10, then it would be a done deal. Niggas can continue this shit. All right, come on. Big shout out to Trent. Big shout out to BK. Big shout out to Dirty Ass Harlem. Come the fuck on, man. I hate this fucking computer, man. Anything to fuck with me. Is anything. All right, there we go. I'm so unorganized, man. It's not even fucking funny. I gotta go get fucking eggnog while I'm on the show. That's what I get for drinking up mom's eggnog, huh? Fucking ridiculous. This is a fucking joke. Alright, this shit is submitted. Shit is submitted. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. And shit's popping. Alright, let's go. Alright, switchboard. Here we go. Turn that bullshit down. I don't want to hear that shit. Hey, yo, Trenton's finest.
What's that?
Where's Trenton's finest at?
Right here.
All right. Now, this young lady, you know, hold on, let me put some background music on. This young lady in the background, she's from, you say you're Dominican?
Yes, from Brooklyn.
And she's from Brooklyn, and she needs help on, what was it?
Well, I met a guy. You know, do like a little chat or whatever. We've been talking, exchanging pics and all that. He sound cool, you know. And we about to meet soon, so I wanted to know, you know, some good advice and tips on how to make a good impression.
Well, I see. That's kind of hard because, you know, she said she met him through a chat. And then, like, you know how they play around. They don't send things. You know, the right to themselves. It could be somebody else. I don't know. But I would meet that man in a public place, or what? Are y'all meeting each other during the day, during the night? What?
I think in the day is better in a very public place. You never know.
Man,
I say you meet him in the daytime in front of a police station.
Go to a nice little restaurant.
No, sure.
Meet up,
crazy.
Either have breakfast, lunch, you know, something like that.
No, you're right.
But I know I put on your best dress or best whatever, your best outfit. Make sure you smell good.
Oh yeah, that's a prime key. Like if niggas smell like,
a man loves a man loves it when a woman smells good because he wants to remember that scent and take it back.
Yeah, but I mean, you gotta make sure he don't smell like barbecue laser potato chips. Like, that's not cool.
She can't worry about him right now. She gotta worry about herself because she wanna make a good impression.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot
about
that.
Because you don't know what he's gonna look like in person. You know what you look like, but you don't know what he's gonna look like. Because when you see him, make sure he describes what he got for the tea.
I mean, I've seen pictures and stuff like that, you know, and he looks attractive.
Man, like I said, I'm going to do this chat and thing, but best believe I had somebody come around try to meet me and my friend looking like African Bumbada.
African Bumbada.
Yes, oh, shit. He had the nerve to try to put on shades in the house. We like,
oh no.
You think you that cool? Like, bombing on that nigga the whole time.
Bombing on that nigga the whole time.
And he was sitting there holding my friend's face still trying to get some. And he was getting played.
Wow.
She made it sing, Bob Marley, No Woman Don't Cry. That nigga did it.
No, but from what I see, he's very attractive.
Make sure that's not his older brother or something.
Don't be scaring me.
I don't trust none of that stuff no more. He done set it all for me. So everybody's experience is different. So I just say, put on your best hair. To make sure it's the updo. Because I don't like people playing in my hair.
I'll tell you what you should do. Personally, the best impression is, because, you know, women don't do it for some reason. Whatever y'all do, you pay for everything.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's right.
What you said?
You said prepare for everything, right?
No, I said prepare. I said y'all pay for everything.
Pay for everything?
Damn right.
If
the only thing I'll be paying for is for some gyros at the Subway.
Some gyros?
At the Subway.
Oh, wow.
I ain't paying for nothing. I can see if I say, yeah, let me take you out, let's go here, go there. But if he's saying, yeah, let's meet up, you know, go out to eat or something, he's paying. I don't care if it's 2009.
Do you think?
I am. Independent woman I am, but I ain't paying. No meals, not no breakfast nor lunch.
From a guy's point of view, do you think he'll mind gyros at the Subway?
Gyros at the Subway? I'm pretty sure he wouldn't mind, you know? Make sure you have some extra falafel sauce or whatever.
He better not mind.
It's funny because I was just about to say, yo, it's 2009. She's like, I don't care for 2009.
Yeah, sure.
I don't want a man to pay for me.
Yes. You try and get it. Boy, you pay. You got to pay like you weigh, honey.
Well, make sure your dress game is on point.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I'm not worried about myself. She just wanted to know how should she act. She's not worrying about her appearance or nothing.
No, definitely not.
Sure, she did.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not. Need a bag? That's what I'm told.
Nah, you just need to watch out for him. Yeah, keep your radar on, I tell you this. Hope he don't got a third arm or something. You know, all types of people on the party line, all types. got some type of weirdness with him. Is he perfect? If he look perfect, what's wrong with him?
It's just too good to be true, you know?
Yeah, if it's too good to be true, something wrong with him. He might be one of them psycho types. He gonna see you next thing you know, you don't even do
try
nothing to with
him.
Try to tie me
up in his house and all that.
Yeah. Better not walk off with that man. You better have to call you a friend.
Mm-hmm. You wanna tie me to his bunk bed or some shit.
I would be on the low and be like, look,
oh,
how I would do it, have my friend in the back, like, on the other side of the mall or something, I'm
telling you, when it's Tommy to his birthday.
See my hands go up, call my phone. So I could be like, I got an emergency. I got to go.
No. You said when my hands go up from a distance, call my phone.
I say,
oh, you know what?
Emergency.
I got an emergency.
I got to go.
I might use that as a backup. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to. You got to.
So
I mean, you
know
can
what type of dude you're dealing with right now. You just know that he's a nice guy. He's attractive. He's telling you, you know, he holds his own. So I got his own car, crib, you know, job. I'm telling you all it is. But tell you this, you get that man first name and last name and do a background check, honey.
Yeah. And make sure you take down his license plate
way.
Number.
Every nigga I ever met, I always put his number in New Jersey Department of Corrections. Girl.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
no, I am, though.
What type of background? You've been locked up. Have you ever been locked up? And whatever you've been locked up for, what was the charges? I need to know all of
them. Bad credit.
And I hope he didn't. Now, you said you never met this guy, so please tell me. If he sent this, then it's not anything. Then every single picture that he sends you is probably bullshit. If he sends you any pictures of his penis, then...
Girl, he's a freak if he sends you a picture.
Yeah. You gotta watch out for dudes like that, man. They
trying to put you in a trunk for that one.
Mm-hmm. Gotta watch out for dudes sending penis pics, man. 9 times out of 10, it's not even their penis. They just, you know, oh, this looks like a big penis. Let me send it to her. Maybe I can get some play.
Yeah, probably.
That's how you know they're trying to
fuck.
Oops, excuse me.
Oh, it's cool. You can curse on
him. Excuse me, French.
No, but I'm going to definitely watch out for him.
I mean, you can do what I normally do. Normally, when I go meet up with a chick or whatever, if I ain't meet a chick before, what I would normally do is she'd be like, okay, where you at? And I'd be like, I'm in my car. And she'd be like, okay, what color is your car? My shit is green. I got a green car. What you got on? Instantly. And I see what she got on. If I don't like what I see, I just drive right by. And then she'd be blowing my phone up, and I just send her the voicemail and turn my phone off. So by the next time I talk, I'd be like, yo, you know what? You ain't never going to believe this shit. I got pulled over by the cops. And you know what I mean? Kind of throwing up because I was nervous.
No, but I don't think that happens to me. I ain't got no problem with that happening to me.
His favorite line.
Oh, okay.
I don't have no problem with that happening to me.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Huh? No,
you're not in the world.
I'm attractive. You know, I'm a nice girl. Conversation, the whole nine, the whole package.
All right, let's see something. See, my mom, she wanted...
Ain't nothing wrong with her, no flaws and all.
No flaws. No. My mom's wanted... I drank her eggnog today. And I came over to my mother's house. So she tells me, oh, the eggnog you drank, which was only a fucking corner, and it tasted like it was sour anyway. The eggnog that you drank, I could have been drinking, so you need to go get me some new eggnog. So I go out to go get her some eggnog, and she says she wants the Southern Comfort, since that's the one I drank. I got her some old regular, you know, ShopRite eggnog, so let's see if she knows the difference.
She wants to see the card.
Well, I should just pour it. I should pour it in the shit.
Oh,
the
mom gonna know the difference. Definitely.
Hey, mother that I love, here. Just ignore the...
Better be good.
Look, just ignore the carton, all right?
Ignore the
cart. They ran out of Southern Comfort cartons, so they put in that.
No, this is Wawa.
Nah.
It's in the refrigerator. I'm going to get up when it's put in the freezer. So this is the freezer.
Like the other eggnog that you got?
No, just put it in the freezer because I'm going to get up.
And she tried to sun me just now. She really did try to OD on me.
Oh, this show is so gay.
Why would you get her to the supermarket, man?
Saying, because I'm... Oh, this is bullshit.
He got it a generic brand.
Yeah, right. Eggnog is eggnog, right? Ain't eggnog eggnog?
Ah, man, I don't like eggnog, so I can
tell eggnog
you.
Is the truth.
No. I love
yeah,
that when a guy has a good relationship with his mom. That's
yeah,
cool.
That's great.
Yeah, that's always good. You got to watch out for that. Like, you know, make sure that that's...
Is that how he would treat his lady?
Exactly.
Exactly.
If he respects his mother, he's going to respect his lady.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to ask another young lady about training. Hold on for a second, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask this young lady to see if she has any input on what this young lady should do to meet up with. Yeah, hello. Violet? Violet or Lala? Oh, Lord, you know what? A waste of sperm. Your mom should have swallowed you. That's exactly why you're being hung up on. Whose TV is that?
Huh? That's mine.
Is that, that's your TV?
Yeah.
What are you watching?
One of
Spanish
those Criminal Minds CSI shows. No Spanish channel right now. I'm watching Telemundo later.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was going to be, you know, seen soon. I mean, it's got to be. All right, hold on. This shit is rebooting. You got to watch out for it, you know what I mean? There's a lot of predators online, too.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Make sure you bring a bag of, like, you know, with, like, some mace or something, or, you know, a little 22 or something. You know.
I know, he might be a psycho on the time he might... in his house to his bunk bed. I'm not trying to hear that.
Oh, man, he has a bunk bed? Wow.
It's a bunk bed.
Wait, you said what?
Huh? I said he might want to tie me up in his house for his bunk bed. You never know. Handcuffs.
Oh, no. Leave that. You better have radio station on speed dial. So for real, we can call 911, locate where you at.
Hell yeah.
Oh, no.
No, but he's funny. He sounds mad cool. He's mad funny, you know.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the floor you want. That's the one. They try to be as real as they can so they can get
uh-huh.
with you. And they take
real
it
smooth, right?
Try to get even closer.
Try to be real smooth, right?
You know, let's go back to my crib.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, those are the ones, the smooth ones, man.
Yeah, the real smooth ones.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I hear that.
Go back to my crib, watch a movie.
No, yeah. I swear I just want a massage. I just want to give you a massage. That's all. That's all I want to do is give you a massage. Watch out for that bullshit.
Right here. What you need me to get?
talking about you look tense. Nigga, you don't know what tense look like.
As soon as he offers me a massage, that's a red flag.
Hell yeah.
That's a red flag. He's trying to go
man down. Yeah, he's trying to go in.
Man down, cold 10.
Yeah, man down, cold 10.
Pimp in distress.
Hold up, wait a minute, let me put some pimping in it.
Can't do that. Oh,
man. You know what? I need a woman in my life.
What type of woman you looking for?
Someone that can cook. Like, I don't know, shit, what you look like. Just, can you cook? That's the only thing. If you can cook, then we are together.
But nah, yeah, a lot of females don't cook nowadays.
You sound like a guy that just likes sandwiches.
Like sandwiches?
Yeah.
You better not.
I can take a sandwich every once in a while. I eat like.
You only take a sandwich at lunch. You better not take one for dinner. Boy,
I'll be in like.
I love chicken parm sandwiches.
Yo, same here. I'll be eating chicken parm sandwiches up like you know, no tomorrow.
Wow.
Chicken parm, I get a problem with the chicken parm. Yeah, I'll be hating over there, all right?
Your wife.
No, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Don't be hating over there. You Trenton over there hating. Trenton's hating. Don't be hating, all right?
Like I said, if you can eat sandwiches all day, I'm bombing on you and your wife. All they do is eat sandwiches. Sandwiches this, sandwiches that.
No.
No, but what kind of lady are you looking for?
I'm not really looking. If nothing comes to me, it'll come. Like, I'm smooth.
Okay, what kind of woman do you like?
I mean, I like women that, first of all, you gotta be smart. You know what I mean? You gotta be smart, have street smarts. If you light up, then it's cool. You know what I mean? Because I don't light up. If you smoke cigarettes, then I'm gonna have to get rid of you because I don't smoke cigarettes. If you an alcoholic, then I can't really mess with you because I don't really get down on liquor. But,
Well, damn, she can't have a sip here, a sip there.
What happened?
I said, well, damn, she can't have a sip here and there.
Oh, yeah, she can have a sip. I'm talking about OD drunk. Like, I'm going to have to drag you out of the club by your hair.
Hey,
like
hey.
A damn caveman.
Is a birthday acceptable?
So you like a smart lady with a little swag.
Oh, yeah. Now, normally I'm into, like, the thick women that, like, you're not fat, but you got, like, some thickness to you. And, you know,
yeah, grab on to.
Yeah, I really don't really mess with the skinny women, but I just started liking it. And I've been seeing a lot of skinny women that are, like, petite, and they got, like, a little BB bet. Like, you know, a little BB bet. little squish.
I think slim like, women are sexy.
He done went from thick to thin.
Boy, yeah,
I think slim women, I'm on the slim side, you know. I ain't no all that thick. I think slim women are sexy. We all come in different shapes, sizes.
I knew she was slim. The way she was sticking up for him. She was sticking up for him a little too hard.
Yeah. I used to be thin. I'm thick now.
Yeah, how thin we talking?
I said I used to be thin. That was in my, teenage days.
Yeah.
And I'm too far from it, though. Because I damn sure ain't fit. And I ain't sick, no.
But you got
uh-huh.
Like, I don't want it. I can't even explain it. Like, no.
It's just there. So it's like, it's just taking a scoop of ice cream and just throwing it on the ground. Like, it's just there.
You know, I'm weighed, you know, I'm even out, I'm balanced. You know, I still got the flat belly, but it's just the titties and the ass that stick out.
Hello.
I can't say I'm thin.
Yeah, let me over her, you stupid ass bitch.
Oh, Lord. Here we go with the drama. The drama hour has just begun. Yeah, this is Angry Lala. Every once in a while, she calls up the show and puts her hate towards the show.
She's going to come out the cut now. Come on, air hustling.
Air hustling.
Yo, JJ, don't follow me. Don't follow me.
Anyway, walk.
You better warn me, bitches. You better warn me.
Chicken.
I got my
two
food today. I'm
that's
not
all good.
I'm ready
that's
to go
fire.
Off.
That's just fire right there. That's
all. JJ, stop sucker rapping to these fucking Subway working bitches. Word up.
Lord.
What's wrong with you? You already know what it is.
Hold up. Where the Dominican check from BK? That's how long she was
listening. Girl. What? Who the fuck is from BK? First of all, you ugly, nappy-headed bitch. You need to shut up and mind your business. Nobody's even talking to you. You up here pulling this nigga radio show trying to get a date and all that. Like, call back, my
Lord.
Trying to find like you ain't some fat-ass bitch. Only a fat bitch say that. Oh, my stomach's flat, but my ass and my titties stick out. Like, step your game up, my. You whack. Beat it. Like, I'm a fucking OG on this shit right here. You ain't fucking with me. Yo. Listen, you're not fucking with me. You're not fucking with me.
Oh, Lord.
So stop getting these shot line bitches.
Angry at the radio, man.
Listen, stop getting these shot line bitches to call your radio show.
Go back in the cut. Go back in the cut. Nobody likes you.
That's her.
She must be 50 and better, because that girl
mad. Yeah, she's angry. She's so angry that she has... She actually hung up, like...
Girl.
No, that's
you
just ghetto.
She must got a crush on you, boy.
Well, you know what? Actually, that chick, she smashed off my brother.
Yeah.
And she's not.
She smashed the homies.
Yeah, she's a big girl. And I think she's mad.
Did not call it. You ain't even tell me that.
She's a big girl.
You better, because she mad. But she mad. All I said was that your titties and ass stick out with a flat belly. What's wrong with her?
She's mad because she doesn't have any tits or ass. And she has a
She got that from what VK was saying something about the subway, getting something at the subway with boy.
Wasn't even listening good enough.
Exactly.
Listening too hard. Thinking somebody said they work at the subway. Girl, go to
exactly.
Sleep.
I hate ghetto bitches. That's one thing
I
despise is the ghetto bitch.
Cart clucking. Mad as hell. Like I said, she must like you. You got Myra.
Mm-hmm.
You got a secret admirer, but she ain't too secret if she smashed her brother.
Yeah, she's not secret at all. The secret's out the bag. I mean, if you're a big girl, you know, there's no way you can hide a secret. If you can't hide behind a pole, then there's no secret.
Big girls are out, honey. Lose some weight.
Yeah, she has more gut than butt, you know.
She's just playing ghetto.
But when they say you the stomach stick out, booty do.
Booty do.
She got the booty do.
You got more gut than the booty do. No, you got more fat than the booty do. A booty do.
Gut buster. That's what we gonna call that bitch.
Gut buster. Yo.
So they some crunches, something.
She said
run around the track twice, have a heart attack. Bitch crazy. Anyway, on to the next.
Yeah, tomorrow's show is going to be on about the women. And what we're going to do is we're going to be talking about everything and anything about women. Where it's going to be from, you know, cheating to who has more game to what nationality is popping, you know, for the females right about now. Sexual positions, all types of shit. You know what I mean? We're going to get it popping. She says black, she's Dominican, so of course she's going to start holding out for the, you know, Dominican Republic.
Of course.
I mean, so it's like we're going to be fully staffed tomorrow. It's going to be from 8 p.m. to 9. I might stretch it from 8 to 10. And it's going to be definitely a good...
From 8 to 10.
Yeah, I might have to stretch. Master, you know it's going to be 8 to 10. Like, I might as well just say it's 8 to 10 because... 8 to 9 is not even going to be enough.
Because you be stalling, so.
Yeah. Y'all already know. I mean, I'm on CP time. I'm on color people time, like, you know.
Okay.
I'm going to be in the building at 8 o'clock, 7:50. I'm down to all types of new tracks. Yeah, you can hold me to that because I'm going to be, you know what I mean? I'm going to be in the building.
Give you 15 minutes. Give you extra 15 minutes.
An extra 15 minutes?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Well, and if I hear music,
if you hear that porno music, you know, I ain't in the building yet.
Heard that music? I'm like, what kind of music is this?
It was some old straight up elevator music.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna call back at
9 o'clock.
I'm getting
on. Then you call back at 9 o'clock. Nah, but on the real though, like, I don't know. Are you going to call the show tomorrow? Dominican, Brooklyn?
Oh, definitely, Papi.
I know Trenton calling. I mean,
I'm definitely
she better call.
Tomorrow. I have a lot to say.
Yeah, I know
I
you
got
a
lot to say.
I got something to say on the cheating thing, and who got the best
I do
game?
Too, girl. I do too.
Oh, man.
I do
I
too. Because been there, done that.
I got
been
me
there, done that.
I ain't
exactly.
Gonna lie. I got the major game.
Been there, done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they playing that game like a nigga. I feel like you already know.
As long as y'all keep it real and realize that women are the scummiest creatures on earth.
I can't even deny that. Cause
exactly.
We get what we want.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah,
we
do.
Want it, we gonna get it. If we see something we like,
cause we're weak minded. That's why.
Very.
Y'all.
Yeah. Well, like, but see, I will say this: not all guys are the same. Cause there's a lot of guys out there that will be like, and I'm gonna talk about this tomorrow too. But guys that like women, y'all know, like for instance, you know what I mean, if you're a bad bitch, and you bad, you stay fresh to death, whatever, you know what I mean, your swag is there, whatever you wanna use. And you know this, and the man knows this, y'all can play off him. Y'all can get like, you know, certain things out of a dude and not give up no poo poo. And it's like, y'all know this, so y'all use that power. So when you come to a nigga like me and try to put that on me, I'm like, damn, sure, you look good, but not that good. I'm not going to buy you. I'm not going to pay for the electricity bill and pay your car note.
No, no, see, with you, you start off small with you.
Exactly. You got to work out with y'all.
You got to get in good with you first.
Exactly.
We got to get the wifey status with you first.
I'm pretty sure it's possible, though.
Get the wifey status. No telling what we can get you to do.
No, man.
You can't
nah,
say that.
Yeah,
you can't say that. This is a grown woman, honey. Not these little ass girls. Not these little ass girls. Because if we see something we like, we going to hold on to it.
I hear that.
See, something we really like. And we really, like, we really know that's good. We going to hold on to it. We ain't going to play no games.
Well, I will say one thing. I will say that, and it's almost happened. It almost worked for me. There's one chick I used to try. I was dating. Well, I was trying to. She was on some old, like, the first time she met me, she said, I don't know, I'll pay for this. And what her game was, because as it didn't work out, she told me what her game was. And I was like, wow, it would have worked if certain things didn't happen. What her game is that she pays the first couple of times. And then the dude is like, oh, man, I ain't never had a girl pay for me before. You know what? Nah, that's cool. I'm going to start paying. And then she falls back before you know he's paying for everything.
No, I ain't doing that. I ain't going to show you. I'm going to check that. I'm going to pay for something out of the blue. I ain't going to pay for something on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to shock your ass. Oh, shit. She said, I got this. Yeah, honey, I got this. Fall back. He gonna be like, I'm not a real woman. Dude. He gonna always know to have some money to pay. Never gonna know it. I'm gonna be like, hold on, baby, I got this.
Also, if the guy asks you on a date, he should pay. You know, but as time go by and y'all together, ain't nothing wrong with a female paying.
So when y'all start getting serious, you know, y'all start being on that little 50-50 thing.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, I can understand when you're together.
Together, yes.
When you're
together.
United as one. Not when y'all here and there together sometime. Or, oh, you my boyfriend this month, next month, oh, fuck you. Next month, oh, yeah, we back together. No. Niggas like, get that love. Shoot, they get
so
a fuck
if he
you
asks
and keep
you,
it moving.
If he asks you on a date, he should definitely pay.
Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about
number one rule.
See, you know what? Oh, I wanna go in on y'all right now, but you know what? I'm by myself. Y'all gonna win.
We ain't going to jump through like that. Hold on, have we jumped through yet?
Yeah, almost, but you know.
Almost.
We talk get the crew. We talk get the crew in the building tomorrow.
That came out the cut. That's who we jumped.
Yeah. Fat bitch Biggins. Chicken wing. Chicken.
Pork chop.
Pork butt. She ain't got no baby butt. She got pork butt.
I think baby butts are cute.
Oh, my God.
That's why, you know what? We're going to actually come up with, like, T-shirts. We have, like, slogans on them and shit. I have a lot of, you know, and we definitely need a female for the show, so I will put that out there.
I got
mouth. Oh, yeah.
You ain't going to like me. I'm going to have
it. Might have to fuck around and get both of y'all niggas on there.
Okay. Two girls, two guys. However many guys that's on the other end. I don't know.
Yeah, there'll probably only be two. I'm bringing my other cousin on here. He's a funny dude.
Who?
Ace. My cousin Ace. Because my two brothers, man, these niggas are slacking, man. Like, they smoke too much.
I call Ace Baby.
Yeah, they smoke entirely too much.
I might be on a little bit of like.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be on time, though. I'm gonna be on time.
Oh, nah, what? See, you gonna see tomorrow, watch. I'm gonna be here at 8 o'clock. You're like, oh, okay, nigga, you know, he wasn't playing games.
All right. Like I said, I'm gonna call at
8
o'clock if I hear that music.
All right. 8
o'clock.
Well, make sure it is up.
I'm gonna 10 minutes early. I call
that. Oh, yeah? All right, bet.
I'm gonna work at 8. That's late.
Hell yeah. Make sure y'all hit this up tomorrow from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We'll be doing a women's special. If women out there, y'all might not want to miss this. And we're not going to be ganging up on y'all because it's going to be very hard to gang up on y'all when you got two women on here that are very, you know, real sexy and slick, very verbal and slick with the mouth. So, you know.
We got
to women. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of chin checking tomorrow. A lot of chin checking and, you know, chest checking, you know,
yes.
Whatever, you know. It is what it is. Make sure you hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio, twitter.com/AB_radio, and mocospace.com/THE_TD_show. I want to give a big shout out to BK. Big shout out to Trenton. Big shout out to Harlem. Keep wearing pink and, you know, changing baby diapers or whatever y'all pink Power Ranger niggas do in Harlem. No, Harlem used to be the truth. Like, Harlem used to be popping. Now it's, you know, a bunch of blood dudes walking around with pink, sharing each other's underwear. Like, I don't understand that.
That pink thing, I don't know what Tamron did. He done turned some motherfuckers out.
Yeah.
Pink and purple and all that
other pink Power Rangers.
I don't know. Because like, I tried and they do the same thing, but I don't see dude wearing pink no more. That was like 05, 06. They was looking at pink. Every nigga that tried to talk to me with pink, I'd be like, kind of feminine for me. I think pink is the feminine color. What you trying to say? I don't look good. Boy, I'm just saying. Feminine.
Yeah, it is. Y'all want to give out any shout-outs?
Gutbuster. We're going to give Gutbuster a shout-out. Where's your mother?
What about you, Dominicana?
Just BK or J. Puffy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I'm melting when Spanish women call me Poppy. Nah. That's one way you might get something out of me. You might.
Oh, and I want to shout-out my boo that I'm about to meet real soon.
Okay, shout out to that Lane.
I be shooting.
Yeah, I'm just going to say he's a loser. Hopefully he's not listening. And if he's listening, dog, man, it's just hate. Because I wish I was in your shoes. Because Shorty sounds like she's smooth, but you're a lame anyway,
that's
so.
That's my Papi Chocolate.
Oh, Lord. And he's black?
Shout out to him.
Oh, man, what's going on?
Shout out to him, yes.
Shout out to you, dog. Matter of fact, dog, you're a bird in my situation. You're a bird in my head. So I'm sending this out. I'm sending this out to that bird nigga and those two birds that called up, you know, Fat Chops and her homegirl.
Oh,
we're going to see y'all tomorrow from 8 to 10.
All right,
take it easy. This is Young Jock featuring Nina, Nicki Minaj, or whatever the fuck her name
Minaj.
Is. And Nicki Minaj and Gucci Man. This is Birds. Gucci.
Okay, set it. 36 stones on the face of my watch. Got 36 zones with the bass in the pot. I got a 38 chrome that'll blast on spot. Nigga, you don't wanna see me when I'm 38 hot. Yeah, I pay a couple cops just to go and hush them up. And we keep that straight drop. We don't play that touch and bust. Got a 69 spill, pimping everything for sale. Wrap them in the turkey bags, even dogs can't smell. When I take my shirt off, all the hoes stop breathing. When I hit the purple, damn near stop breathing. Yeah, I'm in and out of traffic, got the old school weaving. My ice so cold, all the hoes start sneezing. I'm super peanut, jock on alert. Riding dirty with the work, no insurance on the verge. I got a couple runners, and they don't make beats. I got a full team, and all we do is play strip. Mook and Playboy, choppers on dick. And we keep a party pack for the poppers on deck. Then I hear my nigga Gucci and my partner OJ. They got some niggas at the four-way, moving four ways. Sure.
Okay, Jay. JLC on the line.
Brothers, I'm the have a juke of Barbie. I ain't tripping on your chain. I mean, look, I got the sports package on my range. Did the pink for the pink effect. Did the diamonds on my neck for the link effect. And I was wondering if I could lip sync on that. You know my name ring rain, tank up out. Watch chat, chain chat. They be on the rain check. I'll be on the move. They be reaching, but they can't catch. I'm with the baddest bitch on the island, styling. Black Miley Cyrus, saying hi to pirates. I'll be singing them ballads. When they trust in my salad, when I pet my parrot, all you see is colorful carrots. I'll be singing them ballads. When they trust in my salad, when I pet my parrot, all you see is colorful carrots.
I got a wild, I got a wild, got a chain, got a chain, got a whole bunch of money in the bank.
You gotta warn them before you bring them. Bring them to a bad bitch convention trainer like a
care what you haters say, you know, getting paid. I don't care what you haters say, you know, getting paid. I don't care what you haters say, you know, getting paid. I'm saying I'm getting paid. I'm saying I'm getting paid.
Go.
I don't care what you haters say, you know, getting paid. I don't care what you haters say, you know, getting paid. I don't care what you haters say, you know, getting paid. If you ain't talking money,
down,
I don't understand.
Down.
Your
it's going down, down, Barbie, pushing up in Ferrari. I raced through Africa just to see the safari. I am the best. In America, better than a Jericho, just as Erica, the black Sarah Jessica, Jessica. Don't be text messaging me, I never check my messages. Only thing you can ask me is how I want my sandwiches. I want more cheese, less and less of cheese. And when I'm on the stage, I'm with SBs. And when you see my luggage, it say LVs. And when I'm on the plane, it's so empty. That's why other female rappers envy.
Jamaica spot. This is my city, and I be rapping my city. It's where the giants attack you. Call the capital apple. And if you come to my city, you might see what I mean. City that never sleeps, but it's a city.
bank, fifth wall, third wall, tenth wall, I'm reppin' every damn street. Shout out to Mighty Nine and East to Maidan Street. Rest in peace, son, he had Tyra Lane on lockdown. It's a shame they took him out the game. I see you, CC, Nacho, PP, Snack Gang, Chuck D, Tail on D Street. That's them Goretti boys, all about the Fetty boy. The only thing broke round here is the levee boy. You know my city, nigga, yeah, it's real hood. I talked to Turk the other day, he's doing real good. Hold your head, C, hold your head, Mac. Rest in peace, soldier, damn, we need you back. Shout out BG, the whole Chopper City. Cash money, young money, yeah, we got the city. Yeah. Okay. Rest in peace, MC. We gon' take you to H-Town right now. Big Mo, what up, Uncle Bun? My dog. Big Mo, short dog.
Let's welcome the Katrina victims. I wasn't there when it happened, but I seen the pictures. So anything my niggas need, they can call short. My arms always open like Walmart. I moved to the A and promised I'ma be back. I'm still number one in Houston like T-Mac. Check my sleeve test, I know you.
Everybody, this is the last song of the night. Polka Peace. Sky High World Premiere. Keep it locked. It's Angry Bass Radio. See you tomorrow night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Polka Peace. I'm a crab, will bite right through the net if you let it. That's why my work ethic is the birth of an epic saga. Your album's going 2 times copper. I'm going from the penny loafers to the product. See, that money you're spending ain't helping. The opinions of the consumers ain't bending. In case you forgot, there's still a recession. And whether it affects me and you is not the question. Nothing is promised, but I stay fly like B-wing bombers from Okinawa. Over Pearl Harbor, I stay calmer than the teachings of Kabbalah. And if it ain't about a dollar, then don't holler. Your hot air drinking in balloon mind states is enough to power the great Reno balloon race. My heart woods like Lowe's, I'm straight like hair shows. You're tricking like the Red Bull air show. It's the heaven for a gambler, cause my life's on the line, my life's on the line. You might see me now, but poof, you won't see me next time. You might not see me again, see me again. You might see me now, but you might not see me again. Why? Cause I'm aiming sky high, 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 sky high. I cut through the industry like jets through clouds. When I come to trees, yes, blue clouds, got amnesia. What I'm gonna do now, twilight zone and my window seats unusual, front row seats. And the crowd screaming loud, thanks to all the lent helping hands and reached out. Your boys in advance to the next chapter. I'm an all-star poker player, my shirt's in the rafters. Came up knowing I had to do what I had to. Could've went back to school, I got my master's. Now my union is like sagging Astro. My name shakes the place like natural disasters. If I stop rapping, you say I turned off the heat. The right girl, I make it back up on a one-way street. She only used to walking up runways. Sweet, an angel from a passenger seat. It's the heaven for a gambler, cause my life's on the line, my life's on the line. You might see me now, but poof, you won't see me next time, see me next time. You might see me now, but you might not see me again, see me again. You might see me now, but you might not see me again. Why? Cause I'm aiming sky high, sky high, sky high.
I'm gonna play one more track, just an old school Black Eyed Peas. Where is the love? Keep it locked. Hit us up at myspace.com/ Angry _ Bastard _ Radio.
Time I exhale the bong, the hookah smoke lifts me. And that's a one-hit wonder, like dude that made so crispy. Like Tom Cruise, this business is risky. Left face is the most sour like whiskey. I still feel it in the air, I could get filthy. If I play my tarot cards right, come on, just it's a heaven for a gambler. Cause my life's on the line, my life's on the line. You might see me now, but poof, you won't see me next time. See me next time.
now, but you might not see me again. See me again. You might see me now, but you might not see me again. Why? Cause I'm aiming sky high, sky high, sky high. Sky high, sky high,
sky high, sky high, sky high. This is myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. It's your boy GQ, getting up out of here. This is the last song of the night, the official last song. This is an old school joint. Black Eyed Peas, Where's the Love?
I think the whole world's addicted to the drama, only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only need space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get outraged. What you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People
y'all.
Killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Some guidance from above. You people got me questioning.
Dropping bombs, chemical gas is filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of the dividends. Not respecting each other, denies our brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. And you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. The guidance from above. People got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, love is found.
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
One more, one more. We only got one more, one more. That's all we got, one more.